Tefillah for Life, Shir 1072, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parashiyas Tazria Mitzayra. We are talking about the Pasuk, Halleluhu Kiroiv Gudloi, praise the Rabbeinu Shalom according to his greatness, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's endless greatness. And perhaps we can add another understanding to the point that this Pasuk is trying to bring out. The Chavetz Chaim, Al HaTayr, in Parshas Re'eh, on the Pasuk, Bonim Atem L'Hashem Aleichem, they bring a story there that someone asked the Chavetz Chaim, why does the Rabbeinu Shlom need all different kinds of Yidden? All different kinds of Chasidim, Misnagdim. Everyone has their path in Avodas Hashem. Why does the Rabbeinu Shlom need it all? And the Chavetz Chaim told him, go ask the Russian Tsar. Why does he need all different kinds of soldiers? People that go on planes, people that go underwater, people that go on horses, people that shoot. Why do you need so many of them? The answer is, when you're fighting a battle, you need all different kinds of tricks, all different kinds of methods to be able to overpower the enemy. The soldiers that go by foot have one ability to fight. Someone that goes in a horse has a different ability, etc., etc. Zakta Chavetz Chaim, the same thing applies to every Yid, to every individual in Klal Yisrael. Every person has his mahalach, has his job, how to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rabbeinu Shalom appreciates every derech in Avodas Hashem, as long as there's a Mesira, as long as a person has a Rebbe that he's following. And therefore, yes, the Rabbeinu Shalom wants that there should be all different kinds of Yidden, all different kinds of ways of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Perhaps we can add that that's what the Pasuk's coming to say, Kiroiv Gudloi. The purpose of this Pasuk is to teach us that the Rabbeinu Shalom's greatness is endless. And therefore, the Rabbeinu Shalom created all different kinds of Yidden with all different kinds of abilities to praise the Rabbeinu Shalom. And together, every individual, together praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each one in his way, brings out Roiv Gudloi of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Because no matter how great a person is, he'll never be able to touch on the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's Roiv Gudloi. He has endless greatness. But as a tzibur, as a group of Klal Yisrael, each person doing what he's supposed to do, that's how we bring out the praise of the Rabbeinu Shalom. And perhaps that's part of what the Pasuk is saying. Appreciate your addition in the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rabbeinu Shalom created you for a purpose. The Rabbeinu Shalom wants your Avodas Hashem, even if you don't have the greatest Kavana. Halleluhu Kiroiv Gudloi. Realize that the Rabbeinu Shalom's greatness is multifaceted, and therefore he created all different kinds of people to serve him and praise him. Kiroiv Gudloi.